you all know by now that my friend and colleague Glenn Wheeler is in hospital in a serious but stable condition after being hit by a car on Saturday while riding his motor scooter. Glenn and I, of course, spend nearly every morning having a chat and having a shot at each other. He's a great friend, a fantastic fella. That was the case on Saturday morning when I came here to get ready for the Saturday morning program, and he was doing brekkie on 2CH. He came in and we had a yarn and a cup of tea while a couple of records were being played, and he was talking about the TV series Bonanza. And I said, "You've buggered all that up, mate." He said, "Well, come in and tell us what I got wrong." And he was talking about Hop Singh being called another name and Hoss and Adam and Little Joe not being, well, they're Ben Cartwright's sons, but all had a different mother, and we're talking about that from the TV series. And every morning, Monday to Friday, before I go on air, I'm in here before Glenn goes on air at 5:30, he'd bring in a cup of black tea. On Friday, we had a blue because he's giving me Earl Grey, and I said, "I don't like Earl Grey." He said, "Well, you know, get it yourself," and he gives it to me. We have fun. The Nutribullet, we had fun with that. We take pot shots at each other. The bottom line is he brings a sense of normality to situations. He's always laughing. He's always happy. And I'm hoping, beyond hope, my mate will be back here shortly. But he faces a real battle. There's been great concern, as there was on Saturday night when word came through to me. I was at the fights and started to receive text messages from my colleagues that he was in strife after that accident. I noted that the story today in the Telegraph says the woman that's been charged over the crash, and Glenn will be operated on today for leg and pelvic injuries. We are told there is no brain damage, which is just wonderful news. He was critically injured when a car being driven by a woman called Deborah Ann Levy hit his scooter in Woolooware on Saturday afternoon. His family was initially told he may not survive the injuries, and that's what I was being told. He was coming back in here to host his Saturday night program on 2GB, having done breakfast. He's a workaholic. Anyway, Michelle, his wife, and his children have been with him ever since. The scans, they say, encouraging results, and they're very thankful to emergency services, members of the public who offered assistance, and the staff at St George Hospital. He remains in that induced coma. Police will allege the crash happened because Levy cut a corner and didn't give way to Wheeler at the intersection. She's charged with neck driving, occasioning grievous bodily harm. She appeared yesterday via video at Parramatta Bail Court. She was granted bail in order to live at an address in the state's far northwest. She was in the Sutherland Shire on Saturday to report to police as part of her bail condition for an unrelated assault charge. I've got vision of her catching a train after she was released from custody in basically what appears to be prison greens, sitting on the floor of a train talking loudly to other people on the phone, and one of my listeners overheard the conversation. I don't know where she's residing at the moment and how she gets to the rural part of New South Wales and the northwest, but anyway, my major concern is not for her. My major concern is obviously for Glenn, Michelle and his children.